Hi, my name is Yumi Sakugawa, and I'm the online editorial producer for Intent.com, and I am so excited to introduce Justin Marcus of the Avalon Institute, who is one of the few winners of the Pepsi Refresh grant. Welcome, Justin.
Hi, Yumi. Thanks for having me.
So, Justin, for those of you who aren't familiar with the Avalon Institute, can you tell us about what this organization does?
Oh, there's so many layers to what we're looking at doing. But at the simplest level, very simple, we are a school. And we educate everybody in, right now, physical arts. We're working on increasing that range of education. But for now, I'm the executive director of the school, but also I'm the head instructor of the School of Martial Arts. We have a number of martial arts programs available to students. They can go through our programs and become teachers, professionals, performers, fighters, whatever it is they want to do or just be fit. And all of it's lined out with a really excellent bit of curriculum. We have the same situation happening in the dance field right now. We have social dance. We teach that to just the general public. We have dance for young people, dance for old people. It doesn't matter who you are, but there's a curriculum built for everybody in our school. And one of the really great things about our program is it is expanding. We have a gymnastics program, and one of the unique pieces that we have is we'll have an adult gymnastics program that gears up towards educators. So those people who never got to do it as kids can step in and do it as an adult and then start to learn the skills it would take to actually teach gymnastics on their own. Normally, this is something that adults don't get a chance to jump into, but we're opening up all of these things for people who are not the usuals you'd expect to be in these fields. I think there's a lot more to talk about, but I'm going to let you ask a few questions about it before I delve into an hour-long discussion about the awesomeness of my school.
So where is the Avalon Institute located?
Our school is located in Duluth, Minnesota. We have a beautiful spot right downtown, actually, which is great for us because a lot of people are low-income in the area within 3 or 4 miles, and they can walk or take a bus. So we're super happy about fate putting us in that spot. But, yeah, Duluth, Minnesota, great spot. And if you haven't been there, you should definitely come and visit us.
So what is the space like where the Avalon Institute is located?
Well, we got kind of lucky, and it's a beautiful space. You know, I expected that we were going to wind up getting something much smaller that would cost much more for us, but our community has, well, in some ways, been a tough one to get into because we're very, very focused straight ahead, a lot of us in Minnesota, actually. But on the other hand, it's been very, very pleasant to work with. When we tried to find a space, we were looking for one big room. We could make one office, and then we just have to find a way to alternate classes so that we could fit everything in. But I reached out, and one real estate group got back to me and said, look, we're leasing a space in this building, and I think it's close to 10,000 square feet.
Oh,
and I said, show it to us. You know, I wasn't going to say no to that. So we took a look, and we have a big room for gymnastics with just about high enough ceilings to run through the first half of the levels that would be present in gymnastics courses. We have a lovely space for a dance studio, and right next to that is a nice space that we can build out a little more even. We have room to grow for our martial arts program. We have locker rooms downstairs. We have a sauna room. We have a room we could convert into a yoga room if we wanted to. So we have a huge lobby even. So I think the faith blessed us with this perfect moment of contact.
Wow, that's so amazing.
Yeah. Oh, and then the woman who runs the building was so sweet to offer us an enormous disc. I think we're paying 15% of, like, the value of the space or some, maybe 20% of the value of the space right now. So she's just been generous, absolutely.
So how long has this space existed? Or how long have you guys been using this space?
Well, the space itself, we've been running classes there since June. I started my classes first, and we had the space in March, but we actually have existed as a group. One thing I didn't really get into with a lot of people I've talked to lately, just because we're so far beyond that now, it's hard to go back to the beginning. You know how that goes when you get into a project and you forget your roots for 5 minutes.
Absolutely.
But we started out 7 years up at the University of Minnesota Duluth. I volunteered full-time teaching martial arts up there, and teaching is kind of a full-time job even when you're only in class 20 hours a week. So we were busy, busy people trying to design a program that would actually fit into a system where nobody pays for classes. See, all of our classes are free. We're the world's first accountability-based school. And I say that, and it kind of scares you, doesn't it? Accountability, you're in trouble.
So all the classes you offer are free.
Totally free. And one of my goals was to figure out how to run classes for free, yet still fund a school that has to perform at a very high educational level and have high program. We don't want to have programming that's really second rate or have to grovel around for money and say, oh, we can't do this because.
Yeah.
So the trick was it was tricky. The trick was tricky, and it took about 7 years up at the college trying to organize students, organize people, determine how to get the students involved in the school to the point that the school required the students to survive, and the students required the school to get the education they needed in a very direct way. For example, the students clean the school. As part of their requirements in their curriculum, they do volunteering, fundraising. Everything they do is accountability-based.
Got it.
So our overhead is almost nothing.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. That gives me chills.
Well, a lot of people have told me that what we are going to do is impossible. They said, nobody can do that, and I said, watch me. And we're there. We've won our Pepsi grant. We had 10 volunteers. It took 10 volunteers and 4 months and hours of work, and with just 10 volunteers, we won a Pepsi grant. I've seen groups out there. Right now, I'm actually managing an alliance. I've been managing alliances for months now, and I just didn't want to quit. I like to help people win. Mm-hmm. And some of the groups say, look, I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I want to have this $25,000 grant come through. How can I ever win that? And I said, I'll tell you how to win it. So we grab a hold of these people, and we show them how to use that accountability-based mentality to get everybody accountable for their dreams, and it seems to be really becoming effective.
Wow, I'm seriously speechless by this whole accountability concept. I think it's such a world-changing principle. That's so amazing.
Well, I laugh when I say this. I always tell people with a smirk on my face that accountability-based education has never before, graced the world. It's brand new. We're the first school. But when you think about it, go back hundreds of years to thousands of years in some of your stronger, older, more deeply seated cultures, and accountability-based education is why they survived for thousands of years. It was because people didn't throw money at each other, but they understood the value of family and sharing their gifts and receiving what is offered and giving all that they have, because then that currency begins to exchange itself and gain interest.
So since your school has won the grant back in July, what has happened since then with the $25,000 grant?
Well, it's unfortunately not as fast a process as you'd like.
That's right.
You wake up in the morning on the 1st and you say, oh, my God, we won. Everybody's excited. Your 10 volunteers are screaming because now they can sleep at night again after 4 months. And then they find out that we're going to do it again eventually, and they get really upset. But you find that out, and then Pepsi sends you a bunch of information. You fill out the information. Mm-hmm. They like to screen things. I think it's important that everybody knows who's spending money on what.
Right.
And we didn't actually see our money, our first disbursement of $12,000 until, must have been the first week of September. I think we've had it for two and a half, three weeks now. So you don't get the money right away. Mm-hmm. And then we're getting our second disbursement probably in the next 3 weeks. So we're in the process of spending it, and we've got the dance floor down now. It's been installed. I've ordered floor mats for my floor so I can have my students train Muay Thai without worrying about hurting their feet. We're ordering heavy bags for the martial arts equipment. It's just a lot of stuff that's coming in, and it's going to be sort of a trickle thing over the next 3 or 4 months as we get all of our pieces installed in our programming from the money that came in.
So as the grant disbursements start trickling in and you guys start installing in more equipment, how do you envision, or where do you envision the Avalon Education Institute being in, say, the next 3 to 5 years?
You ask me a magical question, and I'm young enough to have unlimited dreams, and I'm old enough to know that I can't answer your question with any truth. I would be a liar if I tried. Mm-hmm. Every 3 years, I look back at my life personally, and I go, how the hell did I get here? And I don't know. I always have some other plan. I'm going to do this or that or the next thing, and I wind up standing somewhere in a loincloth on a rock with a spear in my hand, wondering what happened that made my life go that direction. So I guess I'll try. If you don't mind me lying to you, I will try to answer your question.
Okay, I'd like to hear this.
All right. One of my goals is to get the basic programs that we have now really running and having the instructors that we have trained under us. It's a 3 to 5 year program to train up instructors under Avalon. And we have a whole hierarchy of instructor certification. All of the people who go through our programs have to learn how to teach, how to manage, how to run students, how to set up other programs. So by the time a person gets to apprentice level, they've had their hands dug, elbow, or neck deep in the muck playing the game. So I'm hoping in 3 to 5 years we have a half a dozen to a dozen students that can take over a lot of the programming. And I'm hoping that with that programming solid, that we can start taking on more programming. We'd love to get a music program running. That's going to require much more space, and I hope that we're successful enough for that. We'd also like to get a massage education program. We have some massage therapists who are qualified to teach. I know it'd be great to have the School of Martial Arts, the School of Dance, the School of Gymnastics, and a School of Health and Wellness that encourages education and therapy and in yoga and in various types of fitness that are important for people's health. And we'd like to have a school of visual arts and a school of music. And this is just a thing we'll add to as we get the interest and can hold it all together. As far as where we're going, that you asked me the toughest question because I really don't think I'm even capable of knowing anymore. I'm too busy thinking, what's the next thing? What's the next thing?
Mm-hmm.
But I hope that helps.
No, that definitely helps. And one last question for you, Justin. For other people out there who are, say, interested in creating a similar space as the Avalon Institute, what sort of advice would you have for those people?
Call me. That's my advice. It takes a certain kind of person to do this, and everybody involved is finding out really fast that they have to dig really deep to make it happen, mm-hmm. because the money that isn't there is extracted from you in spirit and strength and love, mm-hmm. and you have to have that. And so my mm-hmm. advice to anybody who wants to actually create a community like this is to forget all the things you think you want. And forget the time you were going to take off today and the time you were going to take off tomorrow and the time you were ever going to take off for the rest of your life. Forget wanting rest and forget needing comfort and reassurance and step out boldly and do this with all of your heart, because if you don't, you will fail. But if you do, you'll reap rewards and see wonders that you could never dream of. It's not easy. And it's I think it's important. I think it's critical to our country, the people in it, and all the people who need this. It's critical that people start stepping out and doing exactly what this is. And I encourage it, but they have to know when they put their first foot forward that it's going to take up a lot of their life and a lot of their heart.
Wonderful, wonderful words. Well, a huge congratulations again, Justin, and we all look forward to seeing what new things will come out of the Avalon Institute, so please keep us updated.
Oh, absolutely, and feel free to stay in touch at your convenience, and also feel free to forward anybody with questions my way, because I like to talk to people, so by all means, anything anybody needs, I'm out here.